This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the Northern Plains, thank you for listening. Put us in your speed dial so you can join us at any time and tell us what's on your mind. 1-701-258-0550. One way to do it, if you're calling from a local number, there you go. 800-228-0550 is another. You can text Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, anytime with your questions or comments at 701-226-8503. I'll take them at 701-367-2054. Email us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. Right, Todd?
Yep, there you go.
That one is good. And my personal one is ScottH at FlagFamily.com, like your emails, too. So
we're not using that studio one anymore? Or?
Yeah, we
studio whatsyourmindradio.com, because that kind of went to all of us.
I don't have a week to say it, but yeah, studio at whatsyourmindradio.com.
Don't you a zillion times to stop exaggerating like that.
I didn't get a chance to finish all of the comments we received. We got a ton of them today on a bunch of different things, but we'd asked a specific question. I want to get a few more of those in today regarding the president's tweeting, and then we have Trooper Talk today for you on the program. This texter says, early in the presidency, I was against all the tweeting. Now, after watching the success he has had due to the tweets, I say, why change? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Everyone needs to calm down. I don't think any of this is relevant. If you're only focusing on what's in the surface, you are missing what is really happening. Barr is going in front of the House soon. What would be better for Barr, to be in sync and chummy with Trump or to appear to be at odds with Trump? People are afraid of their own shadow when the media tells them to be. Yeah, a lot of common sense in that listener right there. Don't doubt it one bit. That comment was not just an off-the-cuff remark to say, I wish he'd, you know, makes my job tougher. President agrees. Another says, keep tweeting, Donald, I'm a trucker by trade, so it's pretty hard to offend me. I like how he keeps their dander up on both sides. And we have a bunch of folks weighing in on the FFSA situation. Some people believe the problem is that the FSA office in Mandan, specifically a personnel issue that hasn't been dealt with by the state office. Others believe this is the problem throughout the FSA. I'll just continue to say that. We forwarded everything on to the congressional delegation today so they can hopefully deal with this as well. Another said, tweet away, Mr. President, tweet away. So we didn't get to all of them, but you get the gist of it. The majority of folks are just tweet like he's tweeting. It's just fine. Just keep doing it how you're doing it. We love Trooper Talk on the program because you get a chance to talk directly to two North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers about any question you might have. Maybe it's something you've seen on the roads. Maybe it's something you think could be improved. I've always wondered why. Whatever it is, anything goes. So give us a call. And the telephone numbers again, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. With us today is Wade Catermas, Sergeant, Safety and Education Officer with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Wade, nice to have you back, sir.
Thank you very much.
No, sorry.
Just letting you know also, Scott, that Lieutenant Adam Dvorak is here with me as well.
Yes, I've got that right here. Lieutenant Adam Dvorak, who is a Deputy Chief of Operations with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Adam, welcome to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Wade and I were in a room together not long ago with a bunch of folks talking about statistics on seatbelts, which continue to amaze me. I'm still doing my work on all this, but the amount of the dollars a fatality accident costs not only the individual, the family, the people impacted by the accident, but also every taxpayer is pretty significant. So it's another reason to buckle up. There's no question about that. But I want to talk about anything that folks would like to talk about today. We'll get to the calls in a moment. But one specific question, Wade, you were hoping we could tackle is on Vision Zero. And I know that some people think Vision Zero is utopia, right? Like there's never going to be no fatalities. But This effort has led to a reduction in fatalities. I know some new numbers will come out soon, but in general, just talk a little bit about, you know, your thoughts on how North Dakota gets there and what you'd like to hear from listeners today.
Correct. And actually, North Dakota DOT just sent out a news release about a half hour ago confirming the total fatalities for 2019. And that total was 100 people lost their lives on North Dakota roadways last year. So we are still on the downward trend. We're at 105 in 2018, 100 in 2019. But by the year 2025, our goal is to reach 75 or less fatalities on the roadway. We understand that reaching zero is going to take a lot of work. And part of Vision Zero is asking for the public and other private partners' help in trying to reach that goal.
So the number is 100 in 2019, and you're saying the goal is to get to 75 by 2025?
Correct. That's a short-term goal. So, you know, as long as we can still see a downward trend is what we're working for.
Yeah, well, that seems to me that you're making some good progress. What do you think have been the biggest reasons for that so far?
I think it's just the fact that people are starting to wear their seatbelts out there and drivers making responsible choices.
What would you like to hear today from our listeners related to how we can hit 75 and ultimately get to Vision Zero? What kind of questions do, you know, the two of you have, Wade, Adam, either one of you, just what you know, what do you want to know from listeners about how we can do this together?
Well, in order to work towards Vision Zero, we look at educational efforts across the state, whether it's through private organizations, through our own department, increasing our educational efforts. Engineering, that's what DOT's job is to do, is to look at how roadways are made and engineered, looking at ways to improve them and make them safer. Enforcement, that's what all law enforcement out there is there to do, is to encourage drivers to voluntarily comply with North Dakota's traffic laws. So that's what we really want to happen, is drivers to comply with our traffic laws and drive responsibly. So those are some of the things we're looking for, you know, and it would be interesting to know what the listeners think. How do we get drivers to voluntarily comply with our traffic laws?
Because that simple thing there would track you to Vision Zero, then, you're saying?
Correct. Because last year, according to DOT stats they just released in their news release, 24% were of the fatality crashes were speed-related. So how do we get drivers to voluntarily comply with our speed limits?
Well, I'll agree to take on the project of Todd, and I think if all of us adopted a you know, a speeder, so just saying, you might want to, you know, keep an eye on Todd there. I don't know.
I've been good for years. In my youth, yeah. I definitely wasn't.
But. Right. How about you, Adam? Any ideas? I mean, you see a lot out there. You're chief of operations. You're talking to your crew a lot. I mean, what magic wand time? What would move the needle to get us to zero fatalities on the roads in North Dakota?
Well, I guess kind of my approach in this position is to try to use science and try to use data to find out where, you know, our troopers are best suited to be. So, I mean, that's kind of the big thing that I look at is looking at data, looking at where the crashes are happening, what's causing the crashes, and then getting our employees in the area that they need to be to have that biggest impact. And then certainly we need the public's help. There's not that many of us out there. So, you know, we certainly need people to comply. We need to educate people because we can't just rely on a trooper out there, stopping everyone that's speeding. That just will not work with numbers. So we need the public's help, and we need to put people where they need to be, where the traffic problems are, and taking a scientific approach to how we assign our patrol work.
How do fatalities go to zero? What would you ask your fellow citizens to do? We asked that question today as part of Trooper Talk. Any other questions, certainly welcome to at 258-0550. Text Todd or I as well with your questions. Fred and Wing, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind with the Troopers.
Yes, thank you guys for being there. I got another comment I wanted to make, but I got a comment on this zero thing that you're talking about. Whenever we're out there driving, and I'm driving at night, last night was a good example. I'm listening to KFYR, but I don't get anybody on there giving me any reports. So what is our alternative? They're always saying they're pushing you to the website. They're pushing you to this, pushing you to that. Instead of having a person talking on the radio when we're driving down the road and telling us what the weather is, we got to go and have somebody in the other seat look at the phone. Or if I'm alone, I try to sneak it by myself to find out if the wind is blowing, to find out what the wind chill is. Am I safe to be out here? The radio stations have really dropped the ball as far as reporting. You said it's okay to listen to the radio, but it's not okay to start looking at that phone, and that's where we're getting some fatalities. Now, the thing that I really want to talk about was having this prepay at gas stations. Has the law enforcement completely lost it as far as enforcing this? I get told by the employees at every gas station, I got to go in and stand in there and put my money on a deal, and I got to walk back out, let somebody strange hold my checkbook, hold my billfold, hold my money, and I got to walk back out because they're getting robbed every night.
Seems like a bit of an exaggeration, but we'll deal with that when we come back, Fred. Don't go away.
Mark Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician.
A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Gerald Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Listen up, how'd you like to put 2019 behind you? Just, never mind all that crap still in the ground. Never mind the losses. Just to put it in the rearview mirror. Let's do it. Start 2020 outright. Pump away 2019. That's how you can do it. And my friends at Ellingson Water Management wanted you to know now is a great time, a really good time to take a look at that. For one, 50 years they've been doing this. I mean, the others come and go. Think about it. Alex, in 50 years, they've been doing it, 20 of those in the Red River Valley, 50 years in Minnesota and North Dakota. If you want a water management plan and find out how that can maximize your productivity on your operation, go to ellingsoncompanies.com. And right now, they're going to take $50 off an acre for 50 years, $20 an acre off for 20 years in the valley, for a $70 off per acre double vision, double discount right now. Call this number, 701-893-9030, 701-893-9030, and talk to the good folks at Ellingson Water Management about land assessment, planning and design, drain tile installation, the mapping, the record keeping. They do it all. They do it all. Just take a look at the difference between tiled and non-tiled. It's unbelievable. The ROI is there. So it's a good way to put 2019 in the rearview mirror. Back to Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind, 21 past the hour. And Fred in Wing has a concern about prepay at the gas station. And I think, Fred, what you're trying to say is you've heard from folks where you've bought your gas and they've done a prepay, and the reason they have to do it is because it's happening so often. Right? That's what they're saying. And you're saying, why not more law enforcement to stop it? Let me ask Adam, when it comes to prepay, what is the role of law enforcement? Like, obviously, it can't be at every gas station, right? And follow somebody that pays and dashes or whatever. So what is the role of law enforcement? How does that work?
Well, I guess from my agency's perspective is we do get calls of gas drive-offs, and we respond to them. Now, I wouldn't say that is a very often occurrence. Now, all the gas stations that we would be responding to would be, you know, somewhere on the interstate system or the highway system. So if something's getting reported to a local police department or sheriff's department, be, you know, within that community. So we wouldn't necessarily hear about those. But we don't get a lot of calls of gas drive-offs, and I don't know if that's part of the problem, or it's just the industry wants to go to people take care of it at the pumps or not. But we do get calls and we do respond to them, but it's not a very frequent occasion that gets called out anymore.
And Fred, I assume people at the counter are telling you, hey, we got to do this because it's happening too often. Is that right? Fred, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, I can. Yep.
I don't believe that every county sheriff and every county people and all the higher patrol and everybody is that it has lost control of this that bad. So the CEO tells their guy at pump to tell me this all the time, and I said, "Where's he at? I want to talk to him." You know, and I think they're shedding a very bad light on our law enforcement, because I don't believe we've completely lost lost this battle.
Got it. All right. Now, that makes sense. I think they're exaggerating. And obviously, you heard Adam talk about how they handle it. So, and it isn't that big of a occurrence. So I think you're onto something. I think you're right. And as a consumer and a customer, I don't like, to go in and come back out in a cold North Dakota winter. So I don't go there very often if that's the case. The places I go don't have that at all. So I'd try a different spot, maybe. Marty in Minot, let's go for the troopers. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm a trucker. I can only do about 65 in my semi, and I get a lot of people passing me on the freeway. I would say at least 50% are on their phones. I see a lot of people steering with their knees, with both hands on their phones. What can I do about that? It's really distracting. I see these people swerving all over the highway.
I agree with you 100%. Certainly, if you see something like that, try to get it called in. That's the best thing that you can do, that you're seeing this. This is the vehicle that went past. This is where I'm at. This is the vehicle description, and if possible. And sometimes it's tough to get a plate number, but if you get a good description, a good location, certainly we can get that vehicle stopped. The other thing is, you know, entertaining ideas we have programs where we have troopers ride in school buses. We have troopers ride in trains. Why not have troopers ride in commercial vehicles with drivers? So that's kind of something we're looking at and trying to figure out how we could get that done.
If you do that and you see somebody cruising along with both their hands on their phone, there's not much you can do if you're in a semi that only does 65. But I guess you could call it in a lot easier, I suppose. But, I've been to the point where I've laid on my horn a little bit, and that kind of gets their attention. But, yeah, it's really distracting. I'm sure you guys get it a lot, but I appreciate all the work you guys do out there.
Thank you. It's certainly frustrating, and you guys having the seating position you do in those commercial vehicles, you guys see a lot of stuff up there. So,
and that's what you're talking about earlier when you're asking for the motorist's help, right?
Wait, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you guys want the help from the motorists. I mean, the rest of us can keep an eye on this stuff, and that, you know, ticket that goes to that particular person knowing what Marty's talking about there might lead to them shaping up and. One less fatality. So
there's
an example of Vision Zero.
Absolutely.
Sergeant Wade Cattermas and Lieutenant Adam Dvorak with us from the Highway Patrol in North Dakota today. Your questions or comments, welcome. Bruce and Dickinson, go ahead. You're next.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you to law enforcement across the state of North Dakota and the U.S. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is... I have a truck, a regular truck that has a 26,000 GVW, and that truck is, and I don't need a CDL to drive that, of course, but I'm wondering if I go over that 26,000 weight limit, do I need a CDL?
So it's all going to depend on the type of trailer that you pull behind there. So if the trailer is 10,000 pounds or more, and you pull that with your pickup that's 26,000 pounds, then you would need a Class A CDL. But if the trailer that has the gross vehicle weight rating of less than 10,000 pounds, it can be 9,999 pounds, then you wouldn't need a CDL then.
Now, if I go over the 26,000 gross vehicle weight and pull into a way station, is there a fine for that?
No. So depending on our inspection locations in North Dakota, we would look at determining if you were part of interstate commerce. So if you were operating or hauling something to Montana or Minnesota, you know, then you would be subject to an inspection.
I see. Okay, so that we don't have anything illegal on the truck.
You would be subject to the federal commercial motor vehicle regulations.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Bruce, and the kind comments for the troopers and law enforcement in general. We share that view and appreciate it as well. Our audience does a nice job of making sure that those that are going into the storm have that be the buffalo spirit, get an attaboy every now and then, and we appreciate it. Jim and Bismarck, you're first to go. When we come back, a boatload of text, too, we'll get to for the troopers on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell a former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be personally persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and, frankly, racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Service Commission is meeting at this very moment at the state capitol for a decision on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Looks as though there's a couple things on the agenda related to that, and I assume since we're in February and they at one time talked about that decision being made early into the new year, that is in fact what is the plan, the final approval for the permit at Emmons County down by Linton for the pump station that would allow the capacity of the Dakota Access Pipeline to double. And, of course, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has, through lawyers, have tried to, you know, I guess, argue a few things related to that particular issue, knowing they just basically have used the issue of a pump station approval to relitigate some of the things with the pipeline and the safety, and those are the issues they're dealing with, I have to think. From everything I heard from the actual hearing itself, that was a way for lawyers to make money and for Standing Rock to... through its lawyers, have an opportunity to relitigate some of those things, but we're not going to hold up that doubling of the expansion of the pipeline. So anyway, that's being voted on as we speak. We'll let you know. We're monitoring it. When they have a final vote, we'll have that for you on the program. We are brought to you in part today by our friends in the beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. You know Tioga, don't you? Sure. TiogaND.org. If you don't, check it out. Find out more about what's going on there, the new community center, the education efforts they have going on there, the things for families and kids. A lot going on. TiogaND.org. More with the troopers here on What's On Your Mind. Wade Kadamas is with us. Sergeant Wade is a safety and education officer, and Lieutenant Adam Dvorak, Deputy Chief of Operations for the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And Jim in Bismarck is next with a question. Go ahead, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Wade. Greatly appreciate what you do. I have to ask you a question. Herb Elters, he's retired not long ago, but I could almost guess maybe his picture's up somewhere in your guys' your facility there. But he mentored me strongly, sent me to jail multiple times, drag racing around Bismarck, Mandan, and finally put me in jail, and he came home from the Navy and pulled my sister over and come around to my side of the window. He said, "Mr. Krantz, you don't plan on driving when you're in the state of North Dakota, do you?" And I always remember that. And today I have a lily white CDL with hazmat endorsements with a perfect record. And I've gone full circle in my driving, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And you were asking for some input from the public and how to fix this. First of all, I'd like to say I'm absolutely blown away to hear that our fatality rate has gone down. That is just stunning in itself. I believe distracted driving and speeding is just way out of control. I think most people, everybody would agree with that. I'd like to point out something that the private sector has deployed. I'm sitting in a GPS monitor F-150. I work in the oil field, and it's got a neck tracks on it. They just installed it, and I said, some more baby snake stuff. But what it does, GPS knows where the speed limits are. 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, I get an instant alert, and the safety department gets the instant alert, and the driver gets a phone call. Obviously, we can't do that in the private sector. We don't do it in the public sector, but it is being done in the private sector. But what I'd like to point out about that is the only saving grace we're going to have to get to zero is technology somewhere deployed along this avenue in the public sector, whether it be disabling phones and texting while driving. You know, I know people aren't going to want to hear that, but we have the technology to reduce fatality, is what I'm saying. But the question would be, is how do we, deploy this in the public sector? And again, thank you, man. I love you guys, and I'll listen to your response. Great day. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. And gentlemen, go ahead and take whatever you'd like to take in the way of response for that.
Well, I agree. I certainly think that technology will be what leads us to us, and I think we already see it. We see the safety advances in vehicles, somewhat automation of vehicles. You know, you got vehicles telling you if you're departing lanes. You got vehicles telling you if there's something ahead of you that's traveling a lot slower than you are. So you know, we're kind of seeing this technology coming through little by little. And I think that certainly will be the answer. Vehicles are becoming fully automated. I had a privilege of driving one myself, and it was amazing. I think I agree that it will be technology. But the problem, that we have to deal with is today, and what we need to fix today. So then when the technology finally does catch up, we're there. We don't want to accept fatalities from now until when that technology catches up. So we're trying to do something now. But I agree in the future that it will be a huge contributor to the Vision Zero.
I don't think you would think twice about going the speed limit if you knew you're going to get a phone call, right? Obviously the work rigs and some of the technology that's out there. Hey, we'll know. I actually have an app on my phone, and we did it for the whole family. It's American Family Insurance app, and it is monitoring everything, about lane changes and, speed and the works. And we get a discount on our insurance just for having it, and a bigger one if we all score good. So it's kind of a fun little family competition to see what's going on there, So that's another way to do it. When Absolutely. It goes into your pocketbook, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I think that technology can be a big game changer. Joe and Bismarck, let's go to you next. You're up, and what's on your mind?
Hi. I had an incident last summer. I was pulling a camper on I-94 going east. I'm a mile out of steel. I had a guy rear-end me. I was doing 60 on the right lane, and I was all over the road. I could feel somebody hit me, and by the time I got it straightened out, I look over and there's a guy next to me in a little red. It looked like a Honda, a little car. And he looked like he had just woke up. He was in his 20s. And I had to pull over to see how much damage I had. And before I knew it, he took off and never did catch him. So I called 911 and they told me to pull in the steel and the trooper will meet me. Well, it was actually a sheriff deputy there. And no one ever caught him. They took my information and everything. But what I'm wondering is you have these traffic cameras every so often. There's one at Medina, I understand, for monitoring the road conditions. You can get on, online. I forget what it is, road.com or something. And can't these cameras be used to watch for cars? Because this guy's fender was hanging way out. It ripped his front fender off, and he kept driving. And never caught him. I didn't have his license number. So isn't there a better system? You'd think in the 50s you'd call ahead on the radio and they could have caught him, but with our new technology now, how could somebody get away like that? That's my question.
Well, currently we do have cameras. The state has cameras, I should say, and they use it strictly for monitoring weather, traffic conditions. And that's kind of where the cameras are at right now. Although we're both state agencies, they have their systems that they use for their purposes, and then we have what we use for our purposes. But the Highway Patrol itself doesn't have cameras. Now, the cameras that they do have, the problem, from my understanding, is data. Is, you know, if these cameras are running all day long, all across the state, we got to retain that data. And I don't think there's a mechanism set up for that right now where they can keep that data. And anything that's public, you know, has to be kept. It has to be sorted through. So I think right now, as far as the camera system goes, it's just a question of what do you do with that massive amount of data that's coming in? Where do you store it? And that costs money. It costs taxpayer money. So the technology is there to do that, but it just hasn't been set up to do for that function yet. Mostly it's just for monitoring traffic and deploying plows and salt and all those sort of things to combat weather related incidents versus criminal behavior.
Right, but you think it would be a pretty useful tool, you know, if you had a fleeing motorist or somebody you were pursuing and there was nobody there yet pursuing him. Why not check these cameras? And, you know, I called right away, and you think they would have, if they checked traffic, they could have monitored a car with a fender flapping, you know, on the side. You think that would have been a telltale sign, you know, I'm thinking.
I wish a trooper would have been sitting down the road and could have caught that for you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it very much. Dean, and by the way, the vote is happening, just happened right now in the Public Service Commission, the Emmons County Pump Station. A pump station request for a permit has been approved by the Public Service Commission, which paves the way for the expansion, optimization of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Dean and Stanley, go ahead, you're next. Are you there, Dean?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
got
a question about the farm equipment and farm hay haulers. I used to haul flatbed and steel. We, by DOT law, we always had to have everything strapped every 8 feet. How do these hay haulers in North Dakota don't have an oversized sign on them, oversized, or have their load strapped down? We wouldn't be losing these 2,000, 2,500-pound rolls of hay off the side of a vehicle, which could kill somebody.
Let's see. We don't hear the troopers.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
Hang on, Dean. 1 second here. Got another patch problem there, Daniel? Same thing that happened earlier during the break. I can't. Hang on. It's way in the background there. So 1 sec. Troopers are with Todd today in Bismarck, so our connection there not too hot.
Hey, technology.
Technology. Technology.
Yep.
Exactly. And we're waiting for Daniel to fix that, if we can here. Do you have that audio, Kev, yet? Is it done? Okay. Hang on, Dean. Hopefully they remember, your question. You're going to have to repeat it. Not me. I don't remember. hang on a second here. No, I cannot hear you, Todd. I can actually hear you way in the background, but the same thing is happening with that, whatever that, there you did it. You just made it loud.
Just now.
Growl.
Okay, next time that happens, I'll remember that. I'll go, and they'll fix it. Okay.
Just growl. Okay, guys. Sorry, go ahead for Dean.
Okay, yes. All individuals that haul hay in the state are required to have all the safety equipment necessary. So they should be flagged. They should have their signs on top of it, and their load should be strapped as well. So just because somebody's a farmer doesn't mean that they're not supposed to abide by those regulations.
Does that help you,
Well,
Dean?
How are they getting away with it? So, well, then how are they not being stopped?
Got to see them, I guess, right? We'll finish after the break.
Hi,
thanks.
Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Brought to you by Puckford, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Bismarck, Valley City is on the air. And are you ready, folks, for this week's featured vehicle? A rare find for an SUV. This one's at the Valley City store, 721 West Main, Valley City. A 2016 GMC Acadia Denali. It is black, chrome trim, beautiful tan leather seats, sunroof, DVD, backup cam, trailer hitch. 23,900 miles on it. One owner trade, local to Valley City. Oh, my gosh. And it's on the lot right now at $39.95, but yours for $30 even if you tell them you heard about it right here on the radio. So hustle in and take advantage of that great deal, or call them at 800-401-4352, 800-401-4352. Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City, online at pucklett.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Is there any further discussion?
Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
All right. How about that? So with that, there were actually two things they were discussing today. One, the actual permit application, and then another, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, through the attorneys, Tim Purden and others, saying we want to subpoena the company, and we want to have a fishing expedition, and PSC went along with the permit, didn't go along with the fishing expedition, and this is good news because that doubles the capacity, optimizes the Dakota Access Pipeline. Other states have to prove this as well still along the way, but that is essential to continue the momentum. Just look at it selfishly if you're a taxpayer. If those dollars don't come in, that's less dollars that come in. I mean, the tax revenue pays for a lot in the state of North Dakota. They pay more than half of all the taxes. So it's very important to keep that momentum going. Very, very important. Got to get the product to market. And that's the safest way to do it. Just never forget that. That is absolutely, provably, pure data, the safest way to do it. Okay, we have a bunch of text to get to, so we'll go rapid fire through these questions. But, Dean, was there anything else you were hoping to get in the way of an answer? Sounds like you're seeing this bad action, and you just want law enforcement to deal with it, but they can't be everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. I understand. The county officers need to help out, too, on these county highways and stuff like that. Same as, the people that pull trailers and don't have the lights plugged in. When they hit the brakes, you can't see the back of their truck, or their car. The trailer lights aren't working, or they're just not plugged in. Too lazy to plug it in.
Correct. And that is something we do come across, throughout the day in North Dakota. So, I mean, I can understand those concerns.
Dean,
I ride a motorcycle, and it's lit up like your Christmas tree. I want people knowing when I'm going to stop because I want to get ran over.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of out there. I see the fair amount too. But if I generally will call 911 and say I just about ran into somebody because they didn't have the lights on, and I think that's the best thing to do is just let somebody know what's happening so you check it out, right, guys?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
If we can get there and we know what we're looking for, we'll go. We'll answer those calls.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so let's go to some text questions here as well, because we have a number of those today on the program for both of you. Let's see. Okay, where to start? I'm going all the way back here so we can hit this correctly right. For the highway patrolman, I once saw two motorcyclists drive wheelies going side by side southbound on U.S. 281 Jamestown up the hill from the hill bottom to the traffic lights on the hilltop. Is this activity illegal? I have to admit it was entertaining to watch.
Yeah, that would be what's called exhibition driving in North Dakota. It's driving in a reckless manner, driving in a really that serves no purpose other than just for the enjoyment. But obviously, it's dangerous. The motorcycle rider can't even steer the motorcycle at that point. They have half their braking because they only have a brake on the rear. So yeah, it is illegal and we do have a number of troopers that stop motorcycles riding wheelies when they can.
Here's the next one.
I personally have.
The headlights on these new vehicles are getting brighter and brighter with the LED lights. What are the limitations for how bright they can be?
Well, the limitations of North Dakota law are where they're pointed. And a lot of people, what they're doing is they're putting in aftermarket high-intensity LED lights, and they're not aiming them properly. You can have really bright lights as long as they're aimed down and not into the drivers, but that's what we see a lot. So there is a North Dakota statute that is in reference to improperly aimed headlights, and our troopers make traffic stops for that.
Texter says, I believe the numbers on fatalities has decreased primarily due to improvement on the roads and more law enforcement. I'd prefer to go by percentages population increases versus flat numbers. What about that, Wade?
I mean, normally USDOT looks at vehicle miles traveled in comparison to fatalities. So they do look at it in the big picture according to population. But I guess our viewpoint is that no matter what your population is, I mean, one fatality out of that town, that city, that county is one too many.
For all the texts that didn't get their questions answered, trust me on this one thing. I'll get you in next time. We'll save it for sure and talk about it. Gentlemen, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's another trooper talk. And I didn't get this in, but I understand Kelly Armstrong, a spokesperson for the year, the speaker last night at the Lincoln Day Dinner, crushed it. A lot of good reports there at the Elks. Way to go.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker. And the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.